today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salaamu Alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. We're going to speak about the spring of the Quran, the month we are in.
الصوم أوشك يبتدي رمضان يا ضيف الورى قد زرتنا في الموعد كنا على جمر الغضا من واله ومفند رمضان يا ضيفا أتى يجلو لنا القلب الصدي.
Today, Friday, is the 13th of Ramadan, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 26th of Farvardin, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 15th of April, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We bless this moment of today's special by recitation of Chapter Ar-Rahman, Verses 12 to 16 from the Holy Quran.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم والحبذ العصف والريحان
And grain having husks and scented plants.
فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان
So which of the favors of your Lord would you deny?
خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ صَلْصَالٍ كَالْفَخَّارِ
He created man from clay like that of pottery.
وَخَلَقَ الْجَانَّ مِنْ مَارِجٍ مِنْ نَارٍ
And he created the jinn from a smokeless flame of fire.
فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ
So which of the favors of your Lord would you deny?
لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
How long did man stop at each of these stages? What were the factors leading to these transitional states? Our knowledge fails to uncover such secrets as the knowledge thereof rests with Allah. What is certain is that such expressions serve as telling tokens of a reality which is significantly linked to educational issues of mankind. The primeval mass-forming human body was the most unworthy and the lowliest of all matters to be found on the earth. But Allah Almighty created such a worthy creature out of such unworthy matter, such that man became the noblest of his creatures.
لك يا رمضان يا خير أشهر الرحمن فيك أنزل القرآن.
The spring of the Holy Quran is the topic of this episode of today's special. The month of Ramadan has been aptly named the spring of the Quran. During this month, believers set aside more time than usual to understand the Word of Allah, to learn and ponder over its verses. Muslim homes and mosques ring with the beautiful recitation of this glorious book. It is the season of Quran reciting when the desire to learn and understand the Word of Allah blooms and flourishes just as the natural world blossoms in the spring. The Holy Prophet of Islam said, "Invoke your Lord in right earnest, with hearts that are free of sin and evil, to enable you to fast and to recite his book, the Quran." Many Muslims like to complete the recitation of the entire Quran in this blessed month. If that is not possible, at least a portion of the holy book should be read during this month. The reward for it is much greater than in other months.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with the Holy Quran in the month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan is regarded as the spring of the Holy Quran, Rabi'ul Quran. The month of Ramadan is the month in which the Holy Quran was revealed unto the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam on one of the eves of decree, Laylatul Qadr, I mean, in its entirety. This phenomenon isn't in contradistinction with the gradual revelation of the Holy Quran unto the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, according to various situations in which the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam needed divine guidance or divine revelation. In order to make an analogy for our listeners and audience, it must be indicated that, for example, a teacher may give a textbook in its entirety to his student, but throughout the whole academic year, he teaches this book to the student, I mean, piece by piece or lesson by lesson. I mean, this isn't in contradistinction. I mean, these two phenomena are never in contradistinction with one another. As the Holy Quran was revealed unto the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was revealed in its entirety unto the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the month of Ramadan, and since reciting the Holy Quran is a very meritorious job to be practiced in the month of Ramadan, we find that the month of Ramadan is regarded as the spring of Ramadan. We find that the season spring is the season of natural revival. And I mean, the natural upbringing, and I mean, upbringing anew, I mean, growth anew. Because of this, we find that the month of Ramadan is regarded as such simply because it's highly recommended to recite the Holy Quran in the month of Ramadan. Here it must be indicated that even for those people who may not be able to appreciate the meanings of the Quranic words in Arabic or may need translation, still reciting the Holy Quran in the month of Ramadan is very meritorious for them. And because of this, we find that we can hardly find any Muslim community in which people may not be able to recite the Holy Quran in its Arabic original. Thank you.
Ramadan, ya Ramadan, ya nafhat al-Rahman. رمضان يا رمضان شهر جود وغفران رمضان يا رمضان يا نفحة الرحمن رمضان يا رمضان شهر جود وغفران.
Recitation of the Holy Quran has many benefits, and now we want to mention two benefits. The hadith illustrates some of these benefits. Illuminate your homes by reciting the Quran. For if the Holy Quran is recited frequently in a house, it brings blessings for the family, and the house will give light to those in heaven, as the stars of heaven give light to those on the earth. The Holy Prophet of Islam, peace and salutations of Allah be upon him and his pure progeny, says, "The heart gathers rust like iron. Remove this rust by the recitation of the Holy Quran." On the continuation of today's special, we reach to understanding the Holy Quran. It is important that believers try to understand what Allah has revealed in the Holy Quran. It is a book of guidance, and to derive and act upon this guidance, we need to read and understand its verses. The fourth Imam, Imam Sajjad, peace be upon him, says, "The Quranic verses are treasures of knowledge, and whenever a treasure is opened, you have to see what lies therein." Understanding the Quran could be done through reading the translation, thinking about the words used in the verse, the causes of revelation, and reading and discussing the commentary provided by knowledgeable scholars. Understanding and pondering over the verses of the Holy Quran is an important duty of all Muslims. Allah talks to us through the Quran, and we need to read and understand what He says in it. Many Muslims believe that understanding the Quran is the duty of scholars, and they are content to just recite the verses without giving them much thought. The Holy Prophet will complain about such Muslims on the Day of Judgment.
We have to think of our greater family. You have a small, your small circle, your family, your relatives, and you also have humanity. You have people who are suffering, people who are in need, people who are hungry. The month of Ramadan is a time to check up on them. The month of Ramadan is a time to check up on your neighbors. The month of Ramadan is a time to see who's in need, any Muslim or non-Muslim, whoever it is, if they are in need. We have to be there for them. This is the whole purpose of the month of Ramadan. This is the whole purpose of fasting. Why do we feel hungry? Rasulullah says in his khutbah welcoming the month of Ramadan, he says, وَتَذَكَّرُوا بِجُوعِكُمْ وَعَطَشِكُمْ جُوعَ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ وَعَطَشِهِ. First, remember with your hunger and your thirst, the hunger and the thirst on the Day of Judgment. This is the second. And then immediately he says, وَتَصَدَّقُوا عَلَى فُقَرَاءِ النَّاسِ. What does that mean? That means when you're hungry, you're going to be reminded of the hunger of other people. You're going to be reminded of people who have no food, no water, they have no resources. And then that may change our lives. And if we change our lives, then we have reached the state of taqwa.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. Thank you very much for joining us. Keep and remember us too in your prayers and worshiping. Thank you very much, and fi amanillah.
الإكرام ومجالسة القرآن ظمآن ظمآن لوصالك يا رمضان للتوبة والغفران ومجالسة القرآن نور في الأفق يلوح باب الجنة مفتوح لا يروي عطش الروح إلا باب الريان نور في الأفق يلوح باب الجنة مفتوح لا يروي عطش الروح إلا باب الريان ظمآن ظمآن لوصالك يا رمضان للتوبة والغفران ومجالسة القرآن.